Call to order the Pappy, Missouri River Restaurant. After we start this report meeting, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notification of Open Meetings Act is posted on the back door prior to the turning of the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'd like to announce the procedure to be used for this meeting. We'll inspect each agenda item. Directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not to interrupt the director's discussion and action. With that, quorum call, please.
Heckley.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Brunwald.
Here.
Fish. Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Keeser. Weiss.
Here.
Hanser.
Here. I have an excused absence for Rich Teaser. Before we adopt the agenda, I want to add item 8D. Larry Bradley is going to give a quick update on Natural Resource Commission report. So with that, motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brunwald.
Yes.
Chaff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Hintz.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Heck.
Yes.
Hanser.
Yes. And five, adopt the agenda, the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Conley.
Hi.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brunwald.
Yes.
Chaff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Hintz.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yep.
Heckley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes, I have here proof of publication that this meeting is notified to all interested parties. Item 8, A, Natural Resource Conservation Report, Neil Jensen, you're up.
Good evening. I want to talk about the Ag Conservation Easement Program. This is a program that provides funding for farmers, ranchers. There's two parts to it. There's an ag land easement where we would purchase the easement on that property, and then it can only be used for ag purposes. They wouldn't be able to develop it, for urban areas. The other part of it is for wetland restorations, where we purchase either a perpetual easement or a 30-year easement, and we would help them then develop that wetland. But that easement then would stay on there depending on whether they go with a 30-year or perpetual. So with the 2018 Farm Bill passed, they provided money for that program. And so April 12th, we've got a sign-up deadline for producers. Usually on the wetlands, farmers and ranchers can come in and sign up under the ag land easement to keep it agriculture. That usually requires that they have a sponsor that's going to pay the other half of that easement, because we pay fair market value, and some of those are $40,000 an acre land. You guys, you realize what easement costs from your projects can get really expensive. Like I say, we've got to sign up for it. For tribal lands, they can also sign up for this program, but they don't go with an easement. That's their choice. But we do a 30-year contract with them, which would be similar to a 30-year easement. It's just not an easement. They put another provision in this for grassland of special environmental significance. So if you've got a truly grass area that is native, has never been plowed, they're looking for those areas to try to keep those, because they're few and far in between. Normally, it requires that there be some T&E type species on that land to make it eligible also. But it's a good program. It's something that, you know, we've used both of those programs a lot. In fact, the Papio NRD has on the wetlands easements, compared to any other NRD, we're tied with the one to the north as having the most easements. So it's been used a lot in this NRD. Also, the agland easement has been used some in Sarpy County, and I think we've got one here in Douglas County. So, next, Craig Derrickson, our state con, wanted me to go over some of the things that have been accomplished with what happened in 2018. Within the last month, he met with John Winkler and the rest of the NRDs, and he gave a report as to, well, here's what's happening in the state. And so he said, well, the next time I'm here at a meeting, go over, well, what's happening here in this NRD. And so under the EQIP program, you know, in last year they had over 1,000 contracts on 450,000 acres. You probably remember I've talked about that we had 51 contracts on a little over 5,000 acres, close to $1 million in application, or over $1 million. What that funded? Well, on terrace systems, we've got 47 miles of terraces to install, 15 miles of underground outlet, and 46 acres of grassed waterways. We're doing pasture improvement on 643 acres, including livestock wells, a little over 2 miles of pipeline, tanks, 2.5 miles of fence, some seeding, 50 acres of brush management. That's usually red cedar, because red cedar can get really bad in the pasture. We're doing high tunnels, had a couple of those, a waste storage facility, and then about 1,200 acres of cover crops. So it's a wide variety of practices that were funded under that program. The Conservation Stewardship Program, that program is it's also kind of a cost-share program, but it's we do a five-year contract on those, and it's management practices. There's, you know, we can do structural, but they only give about 25% of the cost of the structural practice, where under EQIP we're doing 50-60%. So there's no advantage to doing structural practices in the CSP program. But we had two contracts last year, over 1,000 acres for precision pesticide application. And so that's to reduce the risk of pesticides getting into the surface water. And both contracts happen to do the same thing. His family, both. So those are some of the programs going on. I can kind of mention, it's not on my report, but you guys are all aware of the flooding that's going on. I know our Walt Hill office closed yesterday at noon, not because they were concerned with flooding of the office, but getting people home. Omaha Creek, which runs just east of the town there, they closed that at noon. And so our contract employee that works there, he's only a half mile from the office, but he says, yeah, I got to get home or I'm not going to make it. I called my Tecama RC, who lives in South Sioux, and told him that, hey, maybe he might want to go home. And he said, oh, I'll work. I haven't seen that he was logged on to his computer today. I haven't talked to him today. I have no idea if he got home. I've not been informed of, you know, any bad flooding. That's, you know, obviously flooding is bad, but where it's taken out any of our structures or anything like that. We do have a federal program called the Emergency Watershed Program that this NRD has used several times. Also, counties have used that program to to help fix some of the flood damage that occurs. And so just, yeah, the staff are very well aware of what the criteria is that, so if there's probably anything that happens that they would need our assistance on it, I'm sure they will contact us. Any questions?
As far as a precision pesticide application techniques, could you fill me in on what that would comprise or some more details or send them?
I'll do it the next time. I'm not an expert on it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I had one question about if you put terracing on, say, this last year, and all the extra water that came through, if it destroys or damages the terracing, is that up to the farmer then to replace that, or is there a cost share with that too, or how does that work?
If our contract is still active on that piece, we can turn around and cost share on it again. The Farm Service Agency has what they call the Emergency Conservation Program, and if there's enough people within the county, they can normally the governor or somebody has to declare a emergency area, and then the federal will act on that, and we can provide cost share to fix that. It's been a few years since we've had to do that.
But around my area, so I'm curious. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if they're old enough, then we'll just cost share them as just the
starting
just
over.
Need the new terrace system in there.
Okay. Thank
you. We've got a couple of new directors on the board, and they're going to learn over time EQIP and CSP and all that. I'm not asking you to explain it to them.
But
in perspective, the fiscal year 2008 data that you just reported, how does that fit previous fiscal years? Did we set a record? Is it pretty average?
Yeah, that was probably a record for this NRD because we had over $1 million in application that actually got funded. Probably the best years before that were down around 700,000. And so right now for 19, we're starting to write contracts right now. We've got about 60 applications for about 1.2 million. And so, but we've only received 345,000, which is about 50,000 less than last year. What will happen is we will start funding these contracts with the money we have. Middle of the summer, if other NRDs do not use their local funding, or there's, in addition to about half the money gets allocated to each of the NRDs, and the other half gets put into state initiatives. That's the ag waste systems, the high tunnels, wildlife. If those do not have enough applications, then they will reallocate those funds out to the local offices. And that's how we ended up with 1.1 million, because we didn't start with just 400,000.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and don't mean to get too long-winded, but going back to the precision pesticide application, a weird question for you. Do you notice if there's any soft-shelled turtles or number of them? And what I'm getting at, I've done research in Dakota County, and the elders of the Santee Sioux Reservation told me how they've seen the soft-shelled turtle disappear, and a lot because their carapace plastron very permeable versus the hard shell type of turtle. And did any of that, one of the reasons for trying to get this precision pesticide application?
On every project we do an environmental evaluation. That type of turtle I've not
you don't see
them
out. You don't see them anymore. Almost extinct.
But yeah, we have to, we have maps with the kind of an identification of potential E&T species that we have to evaluate. A lot of it's in the river, of course, shiners and all that stuff. But we also then have to do an evaluation of cultural resources. We have to do that on every project, do that evaluation.
All right. I just curious, what is the seasonal high tunnel? What is that?
It's just a plastic over so that you can put vegetables and grow them under there. You extend your growing season is okay. The purpose of it. And getting vegetables to local people.
Okay. Thank you, Neil.
Yep.
Stay dry. Item B.
Pardon.
NARD, Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. NARD Board of Directors meeting was held March 11th in Lincoln. I did not get the download from Director Teaser, so I have nothing to report on that.
Okay. Item C, legislative report, House Blackwell.
Brent handed out the report. We continue to work with the Natural Resources Committee, as well as other senators, on advancing the bond LB-177, the district's bonding bill, from committee, and also aligning up a priority designation. So hopefully we'll have something to report at the next meeting or before that. If it does get advanced from committee, I'll make sure I let everybody know via email as soon as possible. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, there's other bills that track. All right. Thank you. Item B, Larry Bradley, thank you for, or not thank you, but I'm glad you didn't go this week to Kearney. You would have still been there. So you went to Kearney, anyways, previous week, so you want to report on their Natural Resource Commission?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, attended my first Nebraska Natural Resources Commission meeting, and it was a good thing I went because 15 of us commissioners were there, and you needed 14 for a quorum. But there was, you know, again, weather in other parts of the state on that last week as well, so, and we had to beat back a storm that night. Just a couple of things. The legal counsel, Leroy Sievers, he retired. And if any of you remember, he's the gentleman that got sworn in that night that I got put into the NRC. The person taking his place for their legal counsel is Emily Rose. Emily Rose. A couple of things I learned about that. Also, the DNR, which a lot of the NRC falls under, the Department of Natural Resources, I understand they are undergoing an audit. And it was said it's especially brutal. And I don't know if I should say that as far as official minutes, but that's what I'm reporting. So they're really, turning over every stone. I don't know, just about every county or every spot, but they're certainly look at the DNR, and they thought that audit may last for a few months, and it keeps going on and on. Good water year forecast, and I guess what I take from that is that it shouldn't be a drought this year, and that's maybe we've got too much water, but it's starting out, we won't have a drought. And the last thing, new elections, the new chair is Scott Smathers, and the new vice chair is Jeff Steffen. So. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Item 9, subcommittee report, EPO, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the March 12, 2019 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, interlocal agreement with the City of Papillion for water sustainability fund allocation for the West Papillion levees. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the City of Papillion for Phase 1A of the West Papillion Levy Accreditation Project with a maximum not to exceed district contribution of $17,613, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any comments from the public? Staff? Directors?
Man, I think you might need some help from me on this.
originally this was for $9 million, right? And then they were going to go to the sustainability fund and try to get 60% of this funded. And then we would have half of what was left over. It's about $2 million. If I remember in January, Wendy was here and testified there was $1 million worth of flood insurance premium savings by doing this. Is that correct?
I'm sure it's more than
a million.
$1 million, but okay. Yeah.
If our share is only $1.8 to $2 million, let's use $2 million, it would seem to me that there is plenty of funding available to the City of Papillion to pay for this themselves if they get the sustainability funding. And I'm not sure we should move forward. Well, I don't think we should move forward with doing this until that's cleared up. We don't need to pay $17,000 if they, A, can do it on their own.
Well, it's our levy. So we are required to be a partner.
If they want to approve it, let them approve it.
Well, they have to approve the partnership just like we do.
Your comments are in order.
Okay. We have to be a partner with them to improve the levy. We couldn't allow them just to improve our levy. It's our levy, not rate maintained. Right. We own it. So we cannot give them permission to do that without us.
In some form, we don't have to contribute $1.8 million, and we don't have to contribute $17,000.
Yeah,
in
the comments.
Sure, yeah. In the last, this was yesterday or the day, how high did the water get in over the top? How much
space was left? Kevin, your office is right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what the
space. But technically, yeah.
Yeah, 6 feet left.
That's what six I feet left? On Facebook.
6 feet to the top of the levee.
Yeah. It's right now.
What, is what was high water yesterday.
Well, and what was interesting is when we look back at the gauges, the West Papio that has the majority of the reservoirs on it didn't even get close to flood state. But the Big and Little Papio, in fact,
the Little Papio still was not quite flood stage, but the
Big Papio was. So those reservoirs held a lot of – this reservoir here went up 5 feet. And so that would have all been in the system and have it not been for all those reservoirs. So – basically, it kept Papillion dry. And Mayor Black, he posts all the time saying how dry and thankful he is for the district. And we'll have those gauges for everybody to look at.
Roll call. Allen.
Yes.
Brunwald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Corman.
Yes.
Pins.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Heck.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Item 9A, selection of National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA services. Recommendation that the board waive district policy 15.2, purchasing professional services, and that the general manager be authorized to send notification to the Nebraska Department of Transportation to negotiate with HDR Engineering, Inc. for NEPA services related to the Platte River Bridge Trail, and I so move.
All right. Any comments from the public? Staff, director? Roll call on 2A.
Brunwald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carmen.
Yes.
Minsky.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Beckley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 9-2B. Selection of professional engineering services. Recommendation that the board waive district policy 15.2, purchasing professional services, and that the general manager be authorized to send notification to the Nebraska Department of Transportation to negotiate with Shimmer for professional engineering services related to the Platte River Bridge Trail. And I so move.
All right. Any comments from the public? Staff, directors, roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Corman.
Yes. Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Heckley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brunwald.
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Thank you. 9-3, Elkhorn River Improvement Project Area Operation and Maintenance Assessment. Recommendation that a special assessment for the operation and maintenance of the Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Improvement Project Area be levied against the beneficial project parcels in the total amount of $20,000 for calendar year 2019, and that the following resolution be adopted. And I so move.
Comments from the public? Staff and director comments. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Bradley.
Yes.
Conley. Aye. Fowler.
Yes.
Cornwall.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
And Sherman.
Yes. Thank you. Item 9-4, LPRCA Water Quality Monitoring Network Funding. Recommendation that the district continue to partner in the LPRCA Water Quality Monitoring Network long-term gauges of Louisville, Ashland, and Waterloo, and partner in the site of the sheriff with a total cost not to exceed $144,636 to be budgeted according to annual cost in district FY 2020, 2021, and 2022 budget. I so move.
Any comments from the public, staff, directors?
Yeah. The expense in this, is it because people have to go out and monitor these things, or are these things transmitted via, you know, airwaves? Who am I talking to?
Eric, you want to?
Who am I talking to?
Can they do it from their smartphone? Is what you're asking.
Right, exactly. Do they have to go out and actually go to the site to monitor it, or do they get it from their smartphone, or just what?
Satellite.
Okay, and in an event where you've got a big flood, does it damage this equipment? You know?
Oh, it can. There's been a lot of aid. I've talked to the guy from USG. They've lost a lot of gauges. So it could be.
And who replaces the gauges then? If they
would have.
They would have. So we're not on the hook for that. Okay. Right. All right. Thank you.
Well, Director Jett brings up a good point. What about vandalism? Vandalism on the gauges?
Can be. I don't think they try to make it pretty.
Could that replace the work way that it can bring? You got to really go out of it.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Jackson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. That completes my report.
I just want to mention, especially for Danny Bailey's, when the chairperson of a subcommittee says, I so move, it's on behalf of the committee. So it doesn't require a second, whereas the next item will require a second. But the committee pushes it forward. That's why the chairperson of that committee was,
thank you,
instead of I, it's a we situation. So with that, item 10, Treasury Department, Director Ray Brady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and things going pretty well. And just like the move, items A through J be approved.
Second. We've got a motion and second. Any comments from the public? Director or staff? Directors? Roll call?
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brunwald.
No.
Staff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Yes. Item 11, a little update. Executive session?
Yes. To discuss any litigation.
All right. So we have a motion to move executive session for land acquisition and legal.
Pending legal.
Legislation.
I so move.
Moved.
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Beckley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 And
Sheriff. Yes. Session.
Moved and
seconded.
Seconded.
I need a motion.
I'm my motion.
Director Fowler.
Seconded by Grunwald. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley. Fowler.
Yes.
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 And
Yes. Item 11A, temporary construction agreement. I'll read that one because it's short. Be resolved, general manager is authorized to execute temporary construction easement with PCS Nitrogen Fertilizer LP for an area containing 61.176 acres of land, the Missouri River R613, R616 levy improvement project requires district and or its contractors to indemnify PCS Nitrogen Fertilizer for any damage associated with the construction activity, subject changes deemed legal. Necessary by general manager approved as to form by district legal counsel. Here, I will make that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Fred Conley. Any comments from the public? Staff, additional comments, directors? Roll call on 11A.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brunwald.
No.
Staff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Weed.
Yes.
Bagley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And
yes. Item 11B, land acquisition for Missouri River Project and combination filings for that project. And as stated on the board, the resolution, which is multiple pages, so I'll incorporate that by reference as to the resolution, and I'll make that motion.
Second.
And seconded by Fred Conley. He was first. Although... Director Sapinski, you allowed me. Any comments from the public? Staff, any additional comments, directors? Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brunwald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Eichler.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
And Shepard.
Yes. Thank you for your report. Number 12, chairperson's report. Where is the list of it? Oh, there it is, up on the board. With the new appointment of Director Danny Bagley, I reshuffled just two positions on the FEL committee, took myself off, replaced Danny Bagley, and Larry Bradley would be the vice chairman. And so that's the only changes for this. So I'll need a motion to accept that change.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any comments from public, staff, directors? Roll call.
Brunwald.
Yes.
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 McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Bagley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Before I move on to General Manager's report, I want to take time to highlight the flood control efforts of the Pampia NRD. You've all been getting the emails and the update, the status. It's been phenomenal as far as the communication. I want to thank John Winkler and thank staff for their still on 24/7.
Yeah.
24/7 and those staff members. Give me a list so next month we can personally thank the particular staff members who are going above and beyond for this effort. I'm proud when I say I'm with the NRD, my constituents wanted to blow up the river. I said, stay tuned. We're not going to blow up the river, and you're probably going to report that, but it would have been some excitement, at least for the good cause. When our board meets and approves these projects, whatever that might be, however insignificant they might seem in the big picture, I see Martin Cleveland when we replace riprap on the Big Papio and Little Papio and West Branch, when we do things like that, we spend money, of course, when we build these flood control structures, and you're going to report the details on that. We spend money. You guys and gals in the audience, of course, are a witness to an extreme event, not the most extreme, but when you watch the news and watch what's happened in Nebraska with cyclones in western Nebraska and flooding, my gosh, I hope the locusts don't come because it's phenomenal. Who's in charge? We all know who's in charge.
we have done with staff's help and with the board's approval of these things. The expenditures necessary to protect property and life. It's not often we get to see this, thank God. And when we do, especially the new folks on the board, you can rest assured that I, as a long-term member, are comfortable, very comfortable, as we go on through the year, through the years, to approve these projects that come into play very, very dearly on incidents like this week. And we're not over yet. We don't know what rain's going to be here tonight or tomorrow. So I want to let you folks, and I know you probably realize that, that what we're witnessing in as far as protecting the watershed that we're in, the watersheds, there's more than one, that, yeah, we have to spend money, but I feel pretty good about it and the role that we play and so on. So thanks, staff, and all those in that have a role into this this effort. So what's that? General Manager's report.
So obviously you all received the updates. I have to thank the staff. Obviously, they're consummate professionals. We go out there and they know exactly what they're doing, working with the vendors, contractors, emergency management folks, law enforcement, landowners themselves. Everybody knows us, knows what we're doing. They know we know what we're doing. And so it's an extraordinary event. A lot of the folks have never seen anything like this. All the way across the entire state. So I will say that our equipment and our infrastructure and our personnel performed above and beyond. From levees to dams to reservoirs to equipment operators to inspections to Marlin doing his surveys of the river with the helicopter guy, the explosives contractor, everything worked. And we don't do this all the time. And Amanda spent a lot of time and effort getting the contractor here. They got snowed in Denver. They had to drive. I mean, it was. If anything could go wrong, it did. And so, and since we don't do it every year, we kind of have to reinvent the wheel. And so, but it was flawless. We had three fronts. We had flooding on the Platte and the Elkhorn. We had the Missouri River that we were worried about and continue to worry about. And then we didn't neglect it, but we kind of thought the Papio system would be okay. And as the day progressed, it got progressively worse. And so we had to draw our attention to that. And so that ended up being okay. The Papio Creeks have all receded. The Platte River, the ice is out. We had an ice jam about 3:40 yesterday afternoon. And it was locked in coming from the Elkhorn River. It was tight. There was flooding behind it. We think we surveyed with the helicopter. We dropped some basically dummy type of charges to see where exactly we needed to use explosives. The weather did not cooperate one bit. I think Marlon and I was a bit at 3:00, and I'm sure Marlon was up past then. And then Rich Teaser called me at 5 a.m. and said that ice was through his property on the levees, over the levees. And so the ice moved out at that time. And so, but during that event, it is nonstop communication. If it isn't with staff, it's the media who are constant hounding, but we control them pretty well. And if it's emergency management folks, it's the first responders, landowners that know our numbers. And so it is just a high-intensity 24/7 operation. You get calls, you get texts, people wanting to know how's it looking, and I'm getting them texts right now still. I know that we're going to focus our efforts now on the Missouri River because the Corps has upped their release from Gavin's Point Dam, partly because of the reason that the Spencer Dam failed. I'm sure you've all seen those pictures. That runs right into Gavin's Point, and so they have to vacate more water through that system. So we're anywhere from a foot and a little bit to 2 feet on our levees in the Missouri River. And so we've got the Omaha Treatment Plant. Bob Stubbe, the planning director, public works director, called us and saying, we might have a problem down here. So we're up at 7 a.m. again tomorrow. Martin arranged from some heck baskets to be picked up from the Corps office, and we're going to be assembling those and getting those in place. I sent an email to the colonel asking him for some coordination with this, that he's killing us down here. And so we'll work on that. But So I've got also got a, and I'll talk about Congressman Bacon, but he called today. What do you need? What's going on? Is the base okay? Is the Papillion Creek treatment plant okay? So now we've kind of shifted from the Platte Elkhorn, and we're moving, I guess, to the Missouri now. But I will say all our Missouri River levee, the Western Sarpy Clear Creek levee, performed exactly like it was designed, exactly like it was built. And so the senators down in Lincoln know that the difference between them having water today, possibly in the city of Lincoln, it was our levee standing between them and the Lincoln well field. And so they knew that, and we've gotten a lot of kudos from Lincoln that says, hey, we understand this project worked, and so we thank you for it. But it's all the NRDs across the state. Everybody's dealing with something. If it's blizzards, it's floods. If it's Norfolk is practically just underwater, the whole town. Columbus, so it's all the districts are doing everything they can, and it's we're not the only one. But I say it all the time. We got the best group out there, the best employees, the best operation, and it worked, and all of our infrastructure worked. It's because Anarquip, everything. So hats off to everybody, and we're not done yet. We'll be back at it tomorrow. The Elkhorn River is not supposed to peak until Sunday, and it's about 20 feet, which I think may be close to a new record on the Elkhorn. And that's all water coming up from, obviously, the lower Elkhorn Basin. So not out of the woods yet. I think it'll be a continuing into next week before we see anything. No lives have been lost, no major injuries to my knowledge, which is huge. We can replace those material things, but obviously we can't place loved ones. So hats off to the first responders and the emergency management folks and law enforcement. They've done a great job evacuating different areas. So I'll keep everyone updated. It's a little bit of lull, I guess, on the Platte right now, but we'll turn our attention to the Missouri, and hopefully it doesn't get too exciting then. So,
before you go on, yeah. I heard on the news before I came that there's a they were searching for someone.
Yeah.
Channel 6 reported they're searching for someone, left their four-wheel drive pickup.
Right.
So we hope.
We hope
the person okay. is found, but right. percent. But,
yep. Is there any update on the Army Corps of Engineers Tapio project that they're supposed to report?
Right. So we were supposed to meet Friday, obviously, with all that were going on, and they needed a little more time to do some more crunching numbers. So we're going to reschedule that in a couple weeks when things have calmed down. I will say that the explosives contractor was disappointed again. He promised he was going to blow something up this time. he didn't get to do it. So it just seems at night, it just turns loose, and that happened last time, or right before we were ready to go, it did the same thing. So, but a great job getting that up here. It wasn't easy. And so,
let me interrupt you one more time before we get off of flood control. You mentioned Spencer Dam, and Larry, right. You'll probably learn this at the Natural Resource Commission, but there will be a project by the five NRDs of Gibbons Park to buy the water rights from Nebraska Public Power for Spencer Dam. It's a hydroelectric dam. You see on the news and people, oh, our dam failed, you know, what about Worspan and all that. This is a hydroelectric dam that's 88 years old, and it was taken out of hydroelectric generation about 2 or 3 years ago. The intent of having this special group of NRDs and so on is to make the Niobrara more natural. Perhaps Mother Nature and took care. I don't know if they were going to. They weren't going to tear the dam down, but they're going to go around it from a canoe sample and let the water flow freely through it. So this might hasten some. And how the value of that comes in when they come in for $3 or $4 million, however many million, for the Water Sustainability Fund. Stay tuned on that.
It's flowing freely now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
Another thing that kept us real busy is so we set up a text, a group with all of the NRD managers throughout the entire state so everybody could keep track of each other, share the information with each other. And I don't know why I kept my phone on, but it was from when I actually kind of fell asleep at 3, it was bling. I mean, it was just nonsense. So I get out of that one for a while, but So I'll go on to my report. So the information education highlights are attached. The I&E department's looking at looking at a rebranding initiative for the district. It's been a while since we looked at that and our services we offer. And so we're going to take a look and see if there's any type of rebranding that we can do to spruce things up a little bit. And Jennifer's going to run that. Personnel miscellaneous items. So Congressman Bacon sent us a letter of appreciation to the district for our extraordinary efforts in the Missouri River levee rehab in order to meet the federal levee safety and 100-year flood protection standards, the rules and regs. He, and I quoted him, the Air Force recently made decisions to replace the entire Offutt Air Force Base runway at a cost of $130 million, but only did so after verifying the local levees were brought to the standard. So the Congressman would like to thank the Board of Directors for approving that contract. And when we're back in D.C., we will be meeting with the entire congressional delegation, as well as possibly the Assistant Secretary of the Army, to give them an update on the progress of that project. I'd like to congratulate HDR for receiving the Honor Award for Flanagan Lake at the ACEC Nebraska 2019 Engineers Excellence Award Competition. We're proud to partner with HDR on that project and many others. I'd like to welcome two new employees, Rebecca Merklin. She's the Accounting Assistant. Rebecca replaced Jolene Cohout, who recently retired. Rebecca has an associate's degree in business with an emphasis in accounting, as well as an associate's degree in business with an emphasis in business administration. We also welcome Bruce Sill. He's the Washington County Rural Water Operator. Bruce replaced Kurt Scott, who was promoted to the Washington County Rural Water Superintendent upon the retirement of Marty Tiemann. So we'd like to thank both Jolene and Marty for their district or their dedication to the district and their service, and I'll list some of their previous positions and how long they've been here with the NRD. At the previous NRD board meeting, Neil Jensen mentioned the NRCS had funding opportunity, conservation and collaboration grant. The district took that to heart, and we applied for a project, and the grant memo is attached for your review, hoping to use that in the South Sarpy Watershed Partnership. The district legal counsel report is attached, as well as the construction services, professional services, and personal property. And the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report is attached as well. Next meeting is March 28th, 2019. And that concludes my report.
Yeah, this item five, stream morphology.
Yes.
You're not going to count sandbars.
No.
Okay, thank you.
There are no sandbars left.
Yeah, that would be you're right. Hold on. Item 14, informational items, future meetings. April 11th, the next board meeting.
If it's so, I mean, fits in with Austin's schedule.
Would you like him at that one?
I'd like to have Austin present what he did down in Lincoln at the legislative conference. Ties in with Earth Day, which is celebrated April 13th this year. But we spent a lot of money on education and information items, and Austin did a great job. I don't recall remembering or meeting the owl's name, which I can't remember.
Finn? Yeah, Finn.
Finn?
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. Martin raised him as a hatchway. Anyway, we have a pet owl here, and Austin did a fantastic job of putting in perspective one of the elements of what we do as an NRD. So I'm hoping he can be present that night and give a little dog and pony, owl and pony show. Next meeting, we just said that. Item 15, we wouldn't bother 25 minutes, we projected, but we are adjourned.